Radio Gdańsk, English News.
Good afternoon. It's Tuesday, June 6th, and this is the Radio Gdańsk News read by Elizabeth Peck. An envoy of Pope Francis, Cardinal Matteo Zuppi, visited the now infamous town of Bucha in Ukraine yesterday as part of his official two-day visit to the region. Accompanied by local authorities, including Kyiv Regional Governor Ruslan Kravchenko, the Cardinal reportedly saw with his own eyes the heavy toll paid by Ukrainians in their pursuit of freedom and peace. While in Bucha, the delegation also visited a local Orthodox church where the bodies of 119 civilians were buried during the occupation. In a press communique, the Holy See described the main purpose of the initiative as a chance to listen in depth to the Ukrainian authorities about possible ways to achieve a just peace and to support gestures of humanity that will help ease tensions. Today is day 468 of Russia's war on Ukraine. The European Commission has approved a Polish plan to offer roughly 346 million euro worth of state aid to farmers affected by Russia's war against Ukraine. According to a statement issued on Monday, the support would consist of limited amounts of aid in the form of subsidized interest rates on loans. Affected individuals would be eligible for subsidies of up to 250,000 euro, or some 1.2 million zloty, with aid set to be dispersed no later than December 31st, 2023. The measure is reportedly designed to support the liquidity needs of agricultural producers who are affected by the current geopolitical crisis. The EU suspended trade barriers on Ukrainian agricultural products last year, drawing the ire of Polish farmers who blamed the policy for a reported slump in local grain prices. As Reuters explained, five of Ukraine's neighbors, Poland, Bulgaria, Hungary, Romania, and Slovakia, currently have a ban on domestic sales of Ukrainian wheat, maize, rapeseed, and sunflower seeds. Under an EU-approved arrangement, which was extended on Monday to September 15th, Ukrainian grain can transit through these countries to export elsewhere, including to other EU countries. Six people were injured and four hospitalized following a tram accident Monday evening in the Helm district of Gdańsk. The accident occurred around 5 p.m. yesterday at the Cieszyńskiego tram stop when one train plowed into the back of another. Firefighters called to the scene reported that victims suffered general bruises due to the accident, and two of the six people injured declined to be transported to the hospital. The cause of the collision is as of yet unknown, and police are currently investigating the circumstances of the accident. Polish tennis star Iga Świątek advanced to the French Open quarterfinals yesterday after her opponent, Lesia Tsurenko of Ukraine, was forced to retire due to illness. The Polish world number one, who is the defending champion in Paris, was up 5-1 in the first set when the Ukrainian player retired due to medical reasons during their fourth round match on Monday. Świątek, who celebrated her 22nd birthday last week, will face American Coco Gauff in the quarterfinal tomorrow at noon. And Polish football star Robert Lewandowski has ended his first season as a Barcelona player by winning the Spanish Premier League's top scorer award. The Polish goal machine on Sunday ended his first La Liga season with 23 goals for more than runner-up Karim Benzema of Real Madrid. Barcelona were also crowned champions of the Spanish La Liga for the 2022-2023 season, clinching their 27th league title overall and their first since 2019.
The weather.
Today will be mostly sunny with very little chance of rain and a light breeze coming from the south and east. Temperatures will be similar to yesterday, with a daytime high of 24 degrees centigrade or 76 degrees Fahrenheit, dropping to a low of 12 degrees centigrade or 54 degrees Fahrenheit overnight. Similar hot sunny weather is expected tomorrow and will continue throughout the week. This has been the Radio Gdańsk News and Weather. Take care of yourself and stay safe.